Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, a top U.S. oil trade group is now opposing a government proposal to cut incentives for biofuel imports. The group joined multiple organizations in pushing back against the Trump administration's resolve to keep the policy in the months ahead. The criticism will force the Trump administration to either side with farmers looking to protect and prioritize domestic supplies or refiners chasing cheaper feedstock. Both are groups very loyal to the president. Now, keep in mind, a June Environmental Protection Agency proposal would set aside only half as many tradable renewable fuel credits to imported biofuels and biofuel feedstocks as it will for domestic ones. The bio-based diesel industry relies on imports to meet federal mandates. The change in policy could be finalized by the end of the year. The soybean industry argues that the renewable fuel standard was meant to boost domestic production. However, the oil industry says the United States still lacks enough feedstock to meet federal quotas without further imports. So it looks like it could be back to the drawing board for both sides of this issue, and certainly the Trump administration. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.